All right, well, there are escape artists, and then there is Inky, the octopus who escaped from the National Aquarium in New Zealand. Inky lifted the lid to his tank and made his way across the floor to a drain hole, went down, and escaped to the ocean. Here's National Aquarium manager Rob Jarl talking to Radio New Zealand about the escape.
Off he went and didn't even leave us a message. He just off and went. And the next day we found the trail where he'd gone and where he'd climbed down, and we checked the pipeworks and he had gone back to sea.
Roger Hanlon is an octopus expert and senior scientist at the Marine Biological Laboratory. He's with us from WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Roger, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. Great to be here.
And did this surprise you, this story of Inky's escape?
No, it's a pretty common trait of octopuses to move out of their confines and find their way somewhere, in this case, back to the sea, which is a really a nice story.
Do you think that Inky knew where he was going, that he knew that if he went down that drain, he'd make it to the sea?
No, I don't. But I think he had a good chance of making it because they like crevices, they like holes, they'll follow water paths across a dry floor. So he had all the right sensory information to get the general direction. But it was quite lucky that that happened to be a drain pipe that went to the ocean. So luck played a big part in the story, but it's a nice one.
How small can they make themselves to get through these tiny little holes, the drain holes, for example?
The only hard part in an octopus body is the cranium, a cartilage around the brain. And so everything else is soft tissue. So, you know, a large octopus can squeeze through the tiniest of holes. And when you see it in video, you just cringe. The eyeballs get smashed and the arms and everything else. So this is the most malleable animal on the planet. And even a large octopus can go through a very tiny hole. So in this case, that hole, I think they said it was 6 inches or something. That's plenty big for an octopus to get through, even a big one like this one.
How intelligent are octopuses?
I think if you put it in the context of the complicated habitats they live in, like coral reefs and kelp forests, which have the most predators you can think of, they are very intelligent. And it's intelligence that's geared to their lifestyle and what they have to face day to day. So these are very large-brained animals. They have complex behavior, short and long-term memory. They have a lot of features that we as humans think as intelligent. So I think, you know, in that case, among the ocean animals, they're right up there.
By the way, I use the word octopuses, which sounds wrong. I feel like I should be saying octopi, but it is octopuses, plural, right?
It is octopuses. It's a Greek derivative word, not Latin. And so octopuses is the proper term. Well done.
Very good. Well, we've cleared that up. Now, there are at least 200 species of octopus. How does Inky's species match up in terms of intelligence?
I think Inky's species is maybe in the top 10 or 20. Inky does not live normally on a coral reef. The coral reefs are the most complicated, challenging environments, and the octopuses that live there really have advanced cognition even compared to other octopuses. I've dived in New Zealand. I know this species a little bit. It is a complicated environment, so it's pretty darn good, and especially good for an invertebrate animal. I mean, these animals, you know, cognitively are comparable to cats and dogs and things like that. I don't like to make those analogies, but humans can relate to that a little better.
But we don't think of them as pets.
No, we shouldn't think of them as pets either, because octopuses are very solitary animals, and they're not social for the most part. They're one or two species that have some sociality. However, I will tell you, I'm a diving biologist. I've interacted with them a great deal. And there is this tete-a-tete interaction you always have with an octopus. They're investigating you both visually or touching you. You're doing the same thing, and they're quickly assessing whether you're a threat or not. And once they deem you're not a threat, they will go on with their natural behavior. And it's very amazing to watch what they can do.
How are they doing? Are they endangered?
I don't think they're endangered in the sense that any one species is threatened for its existence, but they are fished very heavily around the world. Unfortunately for the octopus, they taste very good. They're eaten all around the world. They're almost all protein. So they're eaten by a wide range of predators, natural predators, but also eaten a lot by mankind. And so, but threatened, I don't know of any cases. I do pay attention to the fishery scene. We don't know that they're truly threatened.
That's Roger Hanlon, a senior scientist at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.